Hello, my name is Ed Travers. I'm the teaching pastor of Life Point Westerville. So grateful that you're here with us on the Drivecast today. At all of our campuses, we've been in a series in the book of John, and the series is called I Am, where we're looking at how God reveals himself to us through his son, and Jesus makes a series of statements about himself where he says, I am, and then describes himself in some way. And this past week in John chapter 6, Jesus makes the declaration that he is the bread of life. That's a pretty bold claim. It comes in a context where Jesus had been doing a lot of miracles and a lot of teaching, and he had his disciples. They were up in the north area of Galilee, and he had fed 5,000 people, and the people then are overcome with him, and they want to make him into a king. They want him to take over Israel. Now, he knew that, and so he makes this claim where he states, I am the bread of life. And he's comparing himself to the manna that came down from heaven that the Israelites collected when they were out in the desert, when Moses brought them up out of Egypt. They were in the desert crying out for food, and God provided everything they needed, including this bread that they would pick up off the ground in the morning, and it fed their whole families. Jesus is basically saying the claim that he is the bread of life. He is the true bread from heaven. He is the sustenance that we need for eternal life. He then goes on to say something very interesting. It's almost as if he said it to thin out the crowd. Like he was trying not to be a celebrity, if you will. And he made the statement in John 6 where he says that, you know, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will see eternal life. Now that would have been highly offensive to the Israelites who were told, you know, obviously never to be connected to anything that has blood. But Jesus was saying this as a metaphor to what he would do on the cross, that he would offer up his body, he would offer up his blood as an offering to be broken on our behalf for our sin, and that his blood would cleanse us from all of our sin. It was all a metaphor. But he said it in such a way that I find unique. He said it almost to thin the crowd out. And it really says something about Jesus that he was not interested in having fans as much as he was interested in having authentic followers. And, you know, his disciples, all the people who were following him, many of them just started to go away. And Jesus looked at his 12 guys and he says, what about you? What are you going to do? And that's where Peter chimes in and says, well, where are we going to go? You have the words of eternal life. And it's an interesting statement that Peter makes, because he comes to a point where he realizes that there is really no place else to go, that even though Jesus says some things that you may not understand or agree with, it was this crisis of faith where you recognize that I am not just a fan of Jesus and all the things that he does, but I've submitted my life to Jesus as the Lord over my life. And I think the lesson there for us is the reality that in our lives, we are going to have a tendency to want what Jesus can give us. And we are challenged there to have an authentic relationship with Jesus, where we come to him on his terms, as that he is our Lord and our master, our savior, if you will. He is the bread of life that gives us all the things that we need. He wants us to learn how to crave him and crave eternal things rather than the lesser cravings of this world. And as challenging as that is, there's something beautiful and life-giving about the authentic relationship that we can have with Christ, to learning to live off his provision for our life, his provision for our salvation. And I think no matter where you're at, that the question you have to ask yourself is, Am I approaching Jesus simply because he can give me things that I want? Does he make my life better? Does he give me the fire insurance, if you will, for my eternity? Or have you learned to crave in the Lord that all that he brings into your life, the peace and the love and the joy, and sometimes, even when he tells you hard things, learning to submit your life to him and allow his leadership and trust him even in the things that are difficult? So I would say to you even right now that you would just talk to God about that. That you'd pray, God, help me to crave you. Help me to crave your son rather than the things of this world. Help me to submit my life to Jesus as my Lord every day, to lay my life down and allow him to be the sustenance for my life. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you today as well as a challenge. And I hope you think about that as you go on in your day. And thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast.